good jam right here.
Wait, is this... isn't Stevie Wonder.
This is I Can't Stand the Rain by Rain by Ann Peebles.
I had to dig deep for
is
this
one. Is
she
related to Mario Van Peebles?
Distant.
Distant what?
Cousin.
Oh.
She's got some pipes. Yeah, I close my eyes and I listen to this too, and I don't think it's anything.
You can't see what I'm doing. Then. I don't have anything against the rain. I like the rain. Oh, you can't do.
I can flip the rain off.
You can't flip the rain off. A lot of farmers are excited.
You ever heard the song "Blame It on the Sun"? Exactly.
I have a great idea for when it's raining. Go to Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge. It's inside. It's indoors.
I like that.
So you stay dry. Do you see what I'm trying to talk about?
I see where you're going with this.
Thank you. You can unwind and relax and stay dry on a wet day like today at Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge, downtown Little Rock. Over 150 different blends of fine cigars. I've been to a lot of places, and this is the absolute coolest place you will go to. Leather chairs, couches, TVs. They got a great... drink menu, all of those cigars, and you can pair it up, relax, like I said, sit back, and don't worry about the smoke being overwhelming because they have these huge industrial-sized smoke eaters. You don't even realize it. Downtown Little Rock, 109 Main Street. That's just steps away from the State House Convention Center. Trust me when I tell you, go and try it.
Keith Lee Service Company, bringing you the Buzz's live fan feedback.
And we appreciate them very much, and I'm going to get to some of that in a second. Top 10 list today on Top 10 Tuesday. Top 10 best undrafted players in NFL history.
Yep.
Number 10 on the list, and I think obviously it's not no particular order, but I'm not sure that I think 10 is should be behind 9, but so be it. Number 10 on the list, Tony Romo, undrafted. Got a break. He actually was invited to the combine, Pat, to throw to the wide receivers, but not as a quarterback prospect. He had two offers, one from Mike Shanahan and one from Sean Payton. Shanahan actually offered him twice as much money to come to camp as a free agent, but he thought he had a better chance of making the Cowboys roster, and the rest is history.
As you say these names, I'm just going to on the fly try to rank them in order of how they've gotten paid also.
Arian Foster next on the list, the Tennessee product, who had a career in college. He didn't have huge numbers, but you could definitely see the promise there. Mm-hmm. He did have some fumble issues. I remember watching him fumbling a couple of times in critical situations against, I think, UCLA in a game once. But the guy was very talented.
That was his Achilles heel, if you will.
Finished the 2010 season, leading rusher in the NFL. 16 yards, 16 touchdowns. That was his magic number that year. Three-time Pro Bowler. Number 8 on the list, your boy, Wes Welker, out of Texas Tech. 5'9", 185 pounds. Need I say more about why he didn't get drafted?
Punt returner.
And a pretty darn good receiver.
He has the immeasurables. We call those the intangibles.
He turned 33 recently. 841 career receptions, over 9,300 yards and 48 touchdowns. Number 7 on the list, Antonio Gates. Guy didn't even play college football. Such a freakish athlete, they said, sure. We'll take it. Worked out well.
That is amazing. He didn't even play college football.
Too small for the NBA, just right for the porridge in the NFL.
Miami just signed an undrafted free agent basketball player. Not Miami. I'm sorry.
We saw that.
He played at Miami.
Yeah. I can't believe Priest Holmes was not drafted, the running back out of Texas A&M. He was outstanding. I mean, out of Texas, excuse me. Wrong school. Despite the drastic differences in production in college between him and Ricky Williams, he ended up having pretty good numbers. In 12 NFL season, Williams carried the ball 2,431 times for over 10,000 yards. For Holmes, ...1,780 carries in 11 seasons. Rushed for 8,172 yards. So pretty good career. 86 touchdowns, too. So pretty impressive. He actually had 20 more touchdowns in his career than Ricky Williams, the former Heisman Trophy winner. Number 5 on the list, Rod Smith, NFL wide receiver, Missouri Southern State Division II star. Big Rod Smith. How about Dick Night Train Lane, number 4?
Oh, man. Night Train.
He was abandoned in a dumpster as a baby.
Oof. Kind of like the story of Moses.
Overcame tremendously long odds.
Baptism is a river.
Yeah,
it's very similar.
Well, I mean, river
abandoned,
dumpster.
Abandoned.
I mean, you know, well, fast forward 4,000 years, fellas.
Here's the deal. Your odds of survival being thrown in a river or being thrown in a dumpster, both not good.
Yesterday's rivers, today's dumpsters.
Frustrated by his job at an airport.
They used to throw their trash in there, actually, in the rivers.
Oh, I thought you meant the dumpster. They used to throw their rivers in the dumpster, too. Frustrated by his job at an aircraft factory in L.A. at the age of 27, he decided to walk over to the Rams front office and ask for a tryout.
Wow.
The rest is history.
What a story. What a story.
Number three, one of the
best. How'd he get his nickname?
Night Train?
Does it say?
Well, he was actually nicknamed that. No idea. Number three on the list, John Randall, the outstanding, intimidating defensive lineman, Minnesota Vikings. He went to Texas A&M Kingsville, slipped through the cracks. Out of 331 prospects, never got his name called, ends up in camp, and boom, bingo, bango, all-pro superstar lineman. He's a monster. Yeah. Number two, Warren Moon. He follows me on Twitter.
Huh.
Yep, it's true.
Is he like John Daly where he follows everyone that follows him?
No, I don't even follow him. Former University of Washington and Rose Bowl MVP in 1978, an outstanding talent. Had to pay his dues. Finally ends up with an opportunity after time in Canada. And he's top five all-time in completions with almost 4,000, passing yards with almost 50,000, and passing TDs with 291. Dude, he has 3,988 completions, so he's 12 away from 4,000. He's 700 yards, 675 yards away from 50,000 yards passing, and he's 9 touchdowns away from 300. I'm thinking, why don't you stay in the league another year, bro? I mean, you got huge numbers that you could have accomplished if you had hung around one more season. And number one on the list, he's been to a couple of Super Bowls. In fact, 3, I believe. He won one. He is St. Louis Rams and Arizona Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner, who was making $6 an hour at the Hy-Vee in Cedar Falls, Iowa, after starring as an Iowa barnstormer. Some honorable mentions, Adam Vinatieri, Wayne Corbett, Jeff Saturday, Larry Little, James Harrison, the linebacker from the Steelers, Victor Cruz, Salsa Dance, and London Fletcher, the outstanding linebacker.
I would say I'd put Warren Moon 1.
I can get with that.
Adam Vinatieri is like the greatest
one of the greatest kickers ever.
Kickers ever.
But